Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is your own personal growth. Recently, I've been talking to several of my clients about how they specifically are intending to grow and improve. It is very natural when I'm talking to executives for them to focus on everything around them. They want to improve their directors, they want to help their ICs, they want to create a better structure, they want to ensure that the roadmap is right, and all of that is perfectly fine, of course. But I sometimes ask, how are you personally growing? It's more than merely making sure that things around you are developing well, but how are you making your own capabilities and skills better with time? Because your organization keeps on growing, the industry is progressing at a breakneck speed, how are you going to make sure that you're not going to get outdated or outgrown? And if you haven't taken the time recently to think about this and say, what are your own personal goals or challenges that you're putting for yourselves? I'm telling you, you are not taking enough time to think about what it means to be the leader that you are. This is something that you have to do proactively. I have yet to see a CEO in the tech industry that really has the time to mentor and coach one of their VPs and senior executives. You know why? Because it is customary. Even though I'm not saying it is the right thing to do, it has become customary to simply assume that these people can do what they need to do on their own. And you can likely do what you're doing. But again, we have to constantly grow. We need to become better at what we're doing. I'm sure that if you'd look at your team right now and you'd look at what you're doing right now compared to where you were a year ago, things have changed. Are you growing at the same rate or more? You should be exceeding it, actually. Now, it is hard for me to give some generic advice about where you should be growing yourself, because this is something that I believe has to be tailored to your specific situation. For example, if you're going through something personally with your family, for example, then I would not be so adamant about personal growth for a quarter, for example. Some companies that are pre-IPO, for example, and I'm working with the executives over there, we're talking about what it means to be an executive in a public company. Others, we just might be talking about how are you going to improve your communication skills, or how are you getting better at understanding business, understanding the different ways of looking at cash flow and money coming in and coming out. Now, what I want you to take away from this short episode is that if you do not have any goals, then you're doing yourselves a disservice. You're not growing as you should be. And yeah, I don't know what it is that you should be looking at, but let me just share some of the things that I'm seeing with my clients recently, just because I want to get a sensation. So you start thinking, maybe I need to think about something similar, or if they're doing that, what should I be doing? All right? So some examples are, one of the executives I'm working with told me, you know, I think I'm neglecting being an executive. I'm really on top of my organization, and I'm making sure that things are going well, and I'm actually coaching my people really well, I think. But what about being an executive? What about being someone that the other executives talk to regularly, get advice from, and having bigger sway when it comes to the company? That's one. Another one, we're talking about his future. He is not sure where he wants to go. I'm talking about 3, 4, 5 years down the line. And he's wondering, maybe I want to progress and become a CPO or a CTO that has product under his purview, but I don't have any product experience. So how can I start getting more exposure to that and what I'm doing right now? This is very specific growth around exposure to a specific skill set. Another one I'm talking to is actually focusing on his own personal brand. He wants to work on his articles and blog posts and maybe speaking at meetups and conferences and so on, because he feels it's good for him and also good for his team. A lot of different areas that you can go to, and you know, there are dozens more of opportunities. But the bottom line is, if you don't set a goal, if you don't take the time to think about where should you be improving, how should you be growing, you are significantly less likely to achieve above average growth. And why settle for that, right? That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where you get this podcast, one weekly article, 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else, and recently also a 2-minute video with every weekly newsletter. So why aren't you there? The link to subscribe is in the show notes. Thank you, and talk soon.